Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, I am praying. I am hoping you are right, Alex Cora. I am a scared for game two on Sunday night. Brock Holt came on with Dale and Keefe today, and obviously he said all of the politically correct things about his teammate, David Price.
You sat in the studio with us at Fenway Park for the Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon, along with your teammate David Price, and you told us that you think David Price is misunderstood in this town. After his Game 2 performance in the ALDS, many Red Sox fans had sort of said, I don't need to see David Price anymore. He's going to start Game 2 of the ALCS. What will the reaction be in your clubhouse to that?
Excitement. We want him on the mound. And I really feel like he's going to, you know, he's gonna go out and throw the ball like he's capable of throwing. I don't think there's any guy in the clubhouse that's worried about David Price pitching. We want him to throw the ball. He's a huge part of why we've been so good, and he's going to be a huge part of why we get to where we want to be at the end.
All right, I buy the misunderstood, okay, because the public, the media, have never really got to know David Price. These players are with him every single day, starting
family.
In February.
Family.
And his family, and they like each other. Okay, and they like David. You know, he's a fun guy, I am sure. I just can't believe that Brock Holt is telling us the truth here.
Excitement.
I don't buy it. I got to believe.
Don't you think,
I
know you're going to take
you
this.
Do.
Yeah.
Don't you think
they're excited for the opportunity that he gets? Right, this another pressure-filled opportunity for him to kind of get that monkey off his back?
See, because to me, it's like David Price's postseason career started in 16 with this team, in their minds, right? Just a member of their team.
Yeah.
So you look at it and
How's
say,
that worked out?
Well, okay, so you look at Rick Porcello. You think he feels bad? No, because he sucked too against the Indians. So if he doesn't feel confident in David Price, he doesn't feel confident in himself that he can come back and rebound, which he does, which he did. So now he's looking at Price going, yeah, I did it. I know you're going to do it too. You know, Chris Sale looks at David Price, and all he saw was a guy that was dominant out of the bullpen for them. And oh, by the way, he crapped a bet against Houston. So you really think he's scared of David Price? He wasn't so good against Houston last year. So the guy that he saw last year, he's like, why wouldn't I have confidence in David Price? He's throwing the ball well. They don't look at history as much as we do. And again, Alex Cora is sitting there saying, I'm sorry, but he's only had one postseason start, and he wasn't sharp because he got a little bit too predictable, or it was just one game. He struggled earlier in the year. We made some adjustments. He showed me he's capable of doing it. He was lights out. Now we're going to make some more adjustments. He's going to be lights out again because I wasn't there for the first 9, 10 other starts, whatever he had in the postseason. It's only been one. Yes, as a team, they're extremely confident. We look more big picture. We look more at the history. We look how his starts are getting worse, and we don't feel good. They do.
So you've been around a clubhouse. You've been around a team before. Has there ever been a situation where you know one of your players on your team just in big moments just sucks? He can't get the job done. And you're going to say the right things to the media.
Yeah.
I mean, Dale asked a question. I knew exactly what Brock Holt was going to say. I mean, he can't say the opposite.
You know
he can't
what
say,
I could, you know, like,
great guy, but geez,
you know,
you've seen him in the playoffs.
Like a kicker. A kicker that has the yips. A kicker that just blows every
Who was that guy last week?
Mason Crosby.
Mason Crosby for the Packers.
Oh, my God.
And he's had a great career.
Great career.
He's been consistent. He just had one terrible day.
Yeah.
But, you know, a kicker that's on your team that is, you know, has these ups and these downs, and maybe, like, whenever there's a really big – he makes all the easy kicks when the score is, you know, 30 to nothing. But the tough kicks when you need to either, you know, win it or go into overtime or anything like that, he misses them. And you sit there, you go – I mean, I can't picture myself or ever remember myself in a situation where I said, you know what? I hate this guy. Like, I hate him.
Right.
I mean, I mean, he's trying his best. He's just not very good.
The only guy I hated was Byung-Young Kim. I hated
Why?
Him because he quit.
Okay.
Byung-Young Kim. He was a closer in 2003. Went into Oakland, got roughed up, and said, oh, I'm hurt. I can't pitch anymore this year. He took himself out. We hated him.
Because
we felt like
flu.
He quit on us. Yes. But even a guy, like you mentioned again, like Troy O'Leary. I never played with anybody that had history going way, way back. But I remember O'Leary going into that Cleveland game five, and he didn't do anything in the first four games to the point where he's like, I wouldn't even play me. I'd sit my ass down pregame. And it was like, man, just it's been four games. You're one game away from being a hero. And the dude popped 2 3-run bombs or whatever it was in game five and was the hero. So not the track record of this, but even if there was, you know, I might hear it from my buddies. You know, when I'm playing as a player, my friends be like, I can't believe you guys are throwing so-and-so tomorrow. He sucks. I'm like, no. It's going to be different this time. You always believe it's going
to
be different.
But you also, you have to almost convince yourself.
Yeah, it's going to be different. I'm telling you.
Because here's the thing. You have to sell it as a player. Brock Holt has to sell it to Dale and Keith. He has to make sure he doesn't roll his eyes. He has to make sure that he doesn't look disgusted. Like, everybody's pulling their weight. Everybody's, you know, rising to the occasion. Right? And then you're the one guy that can't do it? No, I know there's history. I know maybe, you know, it's like you're nervous or whatever, mechanics, whatever. But I don't know, man. It's hard. I think it's harder for them to not show their disdain or their distrust than to actually show their, allegiance towards them.
All right. So for the public, for the media or whatever, it's you've got to see something that convinces you that he can get it done, and we've seen none of that. I think that's why we have a much different attitude towards Chris Sale going into that game on Saturday night, because it wasn't that long ago. We're sitting here going, if Sale can't go out there and pitch like Chris Sale, we're screwed.
Yeah, right? But you would never look at Chris Sale and say, ah, he's such a chump.
But you worried about his physical condition. You worried about, is he a little bit messed up with the mechanics because of the shoulder or the elbow? And notice what happened. He went out there, not only pitched well as a starter, but he went out there and came out of the bullpen and gave you a solid eighth inning. So now we go into Saturday night's game.
A lot of sliders and changeups in that eighth, by the way.
Right. And so what do we feel like now? Saturday night?
I feel like he's going to be
better. I feel pretty good about it.
One start was what I wanted to see his last start of the regular season, right, when it was the complete opposite. Remember, it was 90.1 miles an hour average fastball. I thought we were going to see that guy, 95, 96. And give me some length and say, okay, good, now we're ready to go. I felt like they were a start or two short at the end of the year for Chris Sale to be locked in. And, you know, they got him through one start. He came out of the bullpen, so there's no health concerns, if you ask me, the fact that he did that. So now I expect it a different level. I expect a different level of Chris Sale in game one. Whereas all those question marks, I don't know how you could have possibly known what to expect from Sale in game one in that game. And I thought because of that, I thought he was outstanding.
That's why we
feel
better.
Was it outstanding as far as Chris Sale goes?
No.
Well, no, not at all. We know what that looks like. That's 98, eight innings, one run. But as far as what we expected, yeah, I was pleasantly surprised, and I expect him to be better Saturday.
But I was just going to say that, Lou. But based on what I saw in that last start and the eighth inning, I feel he's going to be better on Saturday night. So I feel good about Saturday night. I don't feel good about Sunday night. By the way, get ready for it, a Saturday night.
What?
You know who we're going to see on the camera nonstop. Over, under. Kate Upton appearances.
Oh, yeah. You have a problem with that?
Over, under. No.
I mean, the only guy that, oh, she's so gross.
No. I like those hero shots.
Yeah? You like those hero shots? I like this. I want her to run out in slow motion.
Glenn used to love remember the fat kid that was kissing was that Kate Upton he was kissing in that commercial, the GoDaddy commercial, Glenn?
Oh, that was embarrassing. I do remember that.
Getting ready for sexy time today.
I do remember that. Back to the phone calls. Where are we going? Go to Bob. He's in Rhode Island. What do you got, Bob?
Hey, Bob.
How you doing, guys?
Great, Bob. How are you doing? Good.
I'm doing good.
Great.
What is the difference between the regular season and the postseason as far as pressure on pitches?
The games mean far more. The game in the regular season is one of 162.
Depends
if you screw up, you come back 5 days later and you're good.
Evan Drellick will tell you nothing.
He's crazy.
The pressure is magnified, correct?
Yes.
A little bit.
Well, I'm thinking that's what got in Price's head.
He's Who cares?
Pressure on him. Well, now I'm thinking if they're going to pitch him on Sunday because that's football night.
Pitch him when?
People aren't going to be watching on Sunday.
No, the game starts early. The football game's like a...
You got an hour and 20 minutes of David Price.
Bob, he'll be long gone by the time the football game comes on.
That should be the over-under. Yeah. Is Price still in the game at kickoff?
No.
Well, I think a lot of people won't even turn into that first hour. They're going to be watching the post-game from the 4 o'clock and the pre-game for the 8 o'clock.
No.
And then if they do stay,
you're right. Those people are called... not Red Sox fans.
I was gonna say, this is a dumb theory, Bob. You sound like a nice guy, but this just doesn't make any sense. Because the baseball game's going to start about an hour and a half earlier. He won't be in the game by the time the football game starts.
Oh, yes, he will. I think he's going to know that.
Whoa, hour and a half in.
Baseball calls.
I wouldn't mortgage the house on this one.
Be careful. Sometimes the reasoning behind the comments or the analysis is just amazing to me. I just, well, why is he going to be in there? Well, because, you know, the moon and time, the sun goes down. It makes no sense.
That's an hour and a half. That's like the fifth inning.
Ugh. No, hour and a half.
No, fifth inning with him.
I was going to say
so
third.
Slow.
Yeah.
I was going to say hour and a half in is going to be about Sox hitting in the third.
I mean, best case scenario. Yeah. Let's say, you know how you would, okay, I would, like, sometimes I see the way these pitchers go out there. You know, some of the hitter, you know, first pitch, they hit it, it'll pop up.
If you hang it, we'll bang it.
You know, lucky, right? So you can get to, like, sometimes, like, 13 pitches an inning, 12 pitches. Like, that'd be great, right? You get out of there, save your energy. Hopefully you get it to as deep into the innings as possible.
Still 1-2.
To me, that would be a great sign, right? First three batters, 1-2-3, 13 pitches. Like, not thinking about it too much, just getting the ball and throwing it.
Oh, you know what I'm saying?
Men on base, 3-2 counts. Oh, that whole thing, that'll wear him out. He's got to get out of there quick, in a hurry, and then sit down and be like, I got out of it.
Yeah, the callers say, you got to show him love. You got to show him love.
Yes.
You know, and cheer for him. They're going to cheer for him. When he walks out to the bullpen, they'll cheer just like they did last game. What he really needs, he needs some love on the field. He needs first hitter, line drive, right at Devers, out.
Easy.
Next pitch. Ball in the gap. Mookie runs it down. Two outs.
Wow, this is easy.
And then get a pop-up and be like, whew, I escaped that. Let's do this.
Yeah, he can't start with a walk,
no.
You know, a two-man on, you know, fighting his way through. Guys fouling pitches off
just
left and
right.
Just a
little bit of love.
Just a little bit. You know what? Labor in the fourth or the fifth.
A little bit of love.
Fine. And then we'll give you some help.
It's all about love. Here's Wes in Connecticut. Hey, Wes.
Hey, how you doing? How are you guys doing? Hi,
how's
the show? Very good.
Thank That's you. Great. That's
hey,
good.
I've got a best case scenario for how David Price wins that game.
All right,
best
we go.
Case scenario. All right,
okay,
give it to me.
First of all, Lou, we all know baseball players are superstitious.
Believe it.
No other sport is superstitious. That's so funny. Baseball players are the only ones who are superstitious.
Not as much as baseball.
Go ahead.
Well, there's a lot of players. Okay, so here we go.
Okay.
Stupid.
Saturday night. Ooh. Sale goes out there, and he throws a no-hitter.
Oh, my God, that'd be awesome.
Now David Price.
By the way, that is best-case scenario.
Now, yeah, for him it is.
Now,
so you get
now,
it.
Now.
Price has to follow that up. He's crapping himself already.
Yeah.
He's saying, oh, my God, I got my postseason history. Now I got to do this. So what happens? Here's my best-case scenario.
Okay.
Chris Sale gets up early Sunday morning. He goes into the park, into the clubhouse, and he gathers up all of David Price's jerseys, and he shreds them.
Ooh, like he did in Chicago.
I like what this guy.
Now, David Price has to wear a different number, and he ain't going to be thinking about that game.
Like this.
He's going to be walking out to that mound in the first inning, and he's going to throw a perfect game.
Ooh, well, think, guys?
Perfect. Well, that Thank is the best us. Case scenario.
Perfect.
That well, is not really. Scenario. Technically, no. It's based goofy. On our analysis.
Best
it's
case,
the
goofy.
It's the goofiest scenario. Right. I like it, though.
Yeah. Right. All right.
Piss him off.
617.
You know what? I would steal his dog. No, I'm kidding. Don't steal his dog. I'm kidding.
Why would you say something
Nobody
like
take
that?
His dog.
People are going to take that
well,
seriously.
I mean, that's what I said. Don't take his dog.
That's
I'm kidding.
That's a one-week suspension
I
for
know.
You right there.
Damn it.
It's just pissed off.
Keep Astro safe.
Don't touch the dog.
I told you, I think you should take the dog out on the mound, Astro on the mound, as a little comfort animal.
Just leave the dog
you
out
You can
of
do
it.
That, right? You can get It's a law now. Apparently, you can take an animal wherever you want. Woman tried to take a
comfort
squirrel.
Dog.
Comfort dog.
Comfort
dog.
Major League
on a
Baseball.
Plane. Squirrel.
What would Major League Baseball say?
A squirrel.
Hey, if he says, listen, hey, I don't know. I have anxiety issues. It's Mental Health Awareness Month. Maybe, if I'm guessing right, I need
squirrel.
My Astro dog out on the field.
So what's wrong with that?
Ridiculous.
I don't have a problem with giving him a little
a
fence,
squirrel.
A little barrier fence.
Screen in front of him. All right, we're going to give away a pair of Red Sox tickets coming up. You don't want to miss that and more of your phone calls at 617-779-7937.
Right. Piss him off.
617.
You know what? I would steal his dog. No, I'm kidding. Don't steal his dog. kidding.
Why would you say something
Nobody
like
take
that.
His dog.
People are going to take that
well,
seriously.
I mean, that's what I said. Don't take his dog.
That's
I'm kidding.
That's a one-week suspension
I
for
know.
You right there.
Damn it.
Joey's got five emails from animal rights groups already. Five emails in
I feel like
five minutes.
What the hell?
going on?
You're dangerous for you. I'm telling you. You are dangerous.
I just figured, I mean, I want to get his best performance, but I mean, I'm kidding. Here's the thing. I can just see somebody going, oh, yeah, yeah, we'll take his dog. It'll be a harmless prank, just like the guys that took the banner, right? Ah, this thing just, the dog just ran into my yard. And there it was, and I was taking care of it.
Fill up a truck.
Yeah, you know, just sitting all alone in the car. You know, there's this new Massachusetts state law. We can't leave the dog in the car if it gets hot. It was 64 degrees. Yeah, but it was hot inside the car.
You should know better. There are certain people, okay, certain people, certain groups out there that you can offend, and you're okay. Nobody will say anything to you. Others, obviously, you get yourself in big trouble, but you never touch animals.
I don't want anyone
can't
to
touch
mess
animals.
With this dog.
You can't say anything about animals. You say,
I know.
Parakeets. Don't insult somebody's parakeet.
But people, humans, do whatever you want to.
Well, certain humans.
Yeah. I would steal his dog. No, I'm kidding. Don't steal his dog.
You walked that back quick.
I was on a quick trigger, boy.
Yeah, you were.
0.3 seconds it took him to realize.
Oh, my God. He was good. He figured it out right away. You know, something went off. A light went off in his head. So, I just said something stupid. All three of us like the Patriots on Sunday.
Yeah, I'm not too confident, but I'll go against the trend.
You what?
I'll just go against it. I think the trend will be to take Houston. I mean, take Kansas City.
Kansas City. A lot of people taking Kansas. By the way, for those people that were calling us up just 2 weeks ago and said that the Patriots might have problems in the division, that Miami might win the division, don't look now, but they're both tied. Miami has the tiebreaker because they beat them head-to-head. If the Patriots win in December in Miami, then that tiebreaker goes off the table. And, oh, yeah, if the Patriots win this week, and Miami loses to the Bears, the Patriots will be in first place all by themselves. It was 2 weeks ago. We're all panicking. Yeah. It's the AFC East. We were just talking about this during the break because Thursday night football, you've got the Eagles and the Giants in the NFC least. That division sucks right now.
Mm-hmm.
Redskins are leading the division at 2-2. The Eagles could go 2-4 if they lose this game tonight.
Yeah, what would the Giants go if they lose?
1-5.
Desperate situation?
What's that mean? They just said, like, is it a must-win for the Eagles? And my sponsor says, must-win for the Giants.
Both teams.
I mean, the Giants can at least go to 2-4 and be, maybe a game back, see what happens with Washington, right? But, no, both teams. The division right now is still wide open.
It's trending as an 8-8 division. The winner of the division is trending at 8-8 right now for the season.
Right. Last night was a kick in the balls.
Balls. Right in the balls. Jeremy is calling from the state of Louisiana.
Louisiana.
Welcome aboard, Jeremy.
Hey, Jeremy.
What's up, Jeremy?
Jeremy.
Jeremy's like crawfish hunting.
I don't know what
hey, Jeremy.
He's styling.
In the South, they're a lot slower in the South. You have to give them some time. It's like they're not used to us Yankees up here.
You insult Southerners.
No, I'm from the South. Well, I'm not from the South. All right. From Southern California. My parents from the South.
I'm
waiting. What it's like.
I'm just waiting for Jeremy to talk.
You know, they're on their own time. Hey, Jeremy, what's up?
There he is.
Hey, how's it going, Glenn?
Hello there.
Good, Jeremy. How you doing?
Good, man. Hey, good, I heard man. That slow comment, smart aleck. Listen, I'm about to lose my mind, okay?
You lose your what?
This reminds me of
what are you losing? Listen, you're losing your what?
I'm about to lose my mind.
Why?
This was, okay, listen, back whenever the Rays, it was like we had to face the fact that they were in our lives every year. Garza, mm-hmm. Price, mm-hmm. He was awesome. He's not the same pitcher anymore. That almost had a heart attack the other night. When Kimball, who did he hit? He hit Didi. He walks Judge. He hits Didi. And I'm starting to see this slow wheel turning. It's about to go downhill. Almost had a heart attack. I can't watch that again.
Yeah, Kimbrel gets a pass.
Yep.
People are giving Kimbrel a pass. He worked his way out of it.
So are you worried about Kimbrel?
Yes.
I'll hold my breath. I'd like to see a clean inning from him in the postseason.
It'd be nice.
But
yeah, no, it's not. It's no, no. I'm scared to death of Price. Terrified.
You should
I
be.
Can't do this.
You should be. There's history there. I'm not sure with Kimbrel I feel the same way. And let's face it, you have no other choice. Look at the bullpen. Kimbrel is your best arm. He's your closer. With Price, you can sit there and say, well, we can try to work him out of the bullpen, maybe give him an assignment that he can handle. There's stuff you can do with Price. You can't do anything with Kimbrel other than bring him in the ninth inning.
Well, Houston's batting .231 against Price. So that's the light at the end of the tunnel. You guys have a great day.
All right. Got it. I do think the matchup lines up well for him. I'll just say that.
And for the record, no one said people from the South were slow, like mentally slow.
Oh, stop it.
We just said they're just deliberate. They're not in any hurry. They're from the South.
Right. I will say this, Lou. He offends people like he always has, but he's quick down on the trigger to back up.
No.
Kidnap a dog.
You're good at that now.
Have you ever played, like, I play with a lot of guys who are from the South. No, mm-hmm. I'm kidding. Don't steal his dog. Louisiana.
Yeah.
You know,
Arkansas.
Certain areas of Texas, right? And then I remember we would go from one meeting to the next, and they just were like, we'll get there when we get there.
No, you're right.
It's like, yeah, you got 5 minutes, so,
Meanwhile, the guy from, like, Northeast, I'm in there, and I'm like, yeah. So anyways,
yeah,
Joe Pesci.
Yeah. And God forbid you have a bunch of guys on their team from Hawaii. That's a whole different, like,
level.
Oh, yeah. That is like, oh, no. That is Hawaiian time. That is local whole broad time.
Hawaiians.
And we'll get there late.
Hawaiians now.
I love Hawaiian people.
Pissing off Hawaiians.
What do you love about Hawaiian people?
They're Hawaiian bread.
Pissing off Hawaiians.
Here's Brennan in here's Brennan in Maine. Hi, Brennan.
Hi, how are you?
What's up? Good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Perfect.
I just wanted to weigh in on the whole sale price thing.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I think that, I don't remember who said it, but I think that it was right in saying that we should expect a lot from Sale in his first start.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to be dominant. He's going to be at home. He's going to have the crowd on his side, just like when they played New York. And, I don't want to say that David Price is going to mess it up because I'm pulling for the guy just as much as the next guy, but the Astros are a whole nother team, especially in the playoffs. And with that added stress and pressure, I don't know how he's going to handle that.
Well, did you hear what Lou said? And he said it a couple times today, but he just repeated it, and it kind of goes along with why Cora seems to be comfortable with Price in game two. And Lou just talked about the lineup. Lou likes Price in this lineup versus the Yankee lineup.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And I think this series is very different, too, because it's not the kind of thing where if you drop a game in Boston under Price, you can just pick it back up in Houston. Houston's going to be a very difficult place to win, and you're going to have to rely a lot on your power hitters.
Well, Brennan, would you say that winning in Yankee Stadium is not easy either, especially when they won 8 consecutive playoff games?
No. I can say that that's definitely not easy, but I will also say that Houston's a better team.
Yeah, they're more complete. I just think their starting rotation's better. I still think the Yankees' offense is better. I think they're more dangerous. I think you got to be more careful when you pitch to them. The difference is, I mean, obviously they got more power. The difference is with the Yankees, you had to keep them in the yard. And if you did that, you won the ball game. These guys, they can do a little bit of both. I think they're better hitters, but they don't scare you as much. Does that make sense? Because they had so many, like 1 through 9 hits 20 bombs for the New York Yankees. You walk a guy, it's a 2-run lead because they can leave the yard. These guys, I think, you know, they have good hitters. Altuve, tough to pitch to. Bregman, Springer. Correa's not the same guy.
He's not the same guy.
You know, so they've got good hitters, but they don't lead the yard like the Yankees.
Altuve was great last year. He's been very good this year, okay? Correa is not the same player. Bregman's a better player.
Altuve hasn't had the same year either, though.
No, that's what I just said.
Last year,
I thought he was great last year. He might have been his best player in the league
Correa's
last year.
Correa's not right.
Not the same. Bregman's better.
I think you got to bank on a couple of things, too, like Eovaldi coming out and having another good start. And, I mean, like you just said, the rotation in Houston is really, really good. So relying on the lineup so much in a Game 2 situation isn't really going to be an option.
All right. It's a fair comment. I mean, Eovaldi, for an example, why do we feel more confident about Eovaldi? I said it earlier. I'd rather see Eovaldi pitch in Game 3 than Game 2 than Price. Well, because we have seen Eovaldi now do it. It's recent history. It's last week, and he was huge. But you're right. Price overall has been a better major league pitcher than Nathan Eovaldi has. He just can't do it or hasn't done it in the postseason. So we're expecting something out of him right now that he's never done in his entire career. Let's go to Bill in a car who wants to talk to Dr. Lou.
Oh, Dr. Lou, we have another caller.
Louie! Dr. Lou, that's Dr. Lou. Dr. Lou, Dr. Lou. The doctor will see you now.
Dr. Lou, How you doing? Just a question, because I really thought that at the end of the season, Sale was holding back his fastball. I really do. Yeah, I want your opinion. Because, I mean, he was throwing all breaking pitches, and I think he was just fine-tuning his breaking. He was saving those fastballs for the playoffs. Is that a possibility? Because, I mean, even though I'm not seeing the 98 mile-an-hour fastballs, he cranked them up that first game in the playoffs. And
I don't think he was. I think he was all screwed up. He took so much time off that he didn't know, he couldn't find it. I think he found it, and I think he'll be even better in this one. But I don't think he was holding back. I just think he was screwed up.
Yeah, all right. And I think Price really needs to invest in some attends, because I really think
Did you say depends?
He said depends.
You know, to
could
my,
be an endorsement, though.
That's actually a good idea.
Absolutely.
You know, to the point of the lineup, because they said, like, you know, Houston's lineup, I was just looking at it. Do you know the Yankees starting lineup, you know, with McCutchen leading off, had 8 guys with an OPS over 800 in that lineup, and the one guy that wasn't good, 697, was Sanchez.
Right.
Who you just knew could explode. 8 of 9 guys had an OPS over 800. You know, and sorry, but the Astros are going to have 2. Now, Tyler White might be in there. Might be in there over Gattis' power, but still, they might have 3. You know, so it's just the power part of the game. 8 of 9 guys in that Yankee starting lineup had an OPS over 800, and the other one was Sanchez. Yeah, I mean, that's just scary.
Yeah, I think and you talk about the difference of the Red Sox going into Houston versus a year ago in the postseason. That team that went in a year ago was not a home run hitting team. They were one of the worst home run hitting teams in the league. This team wins with home runs. They also manufacture runs, but they win with home runs. I think they're going to do some damage down there in Houston. Here's Kelly in New Hampshire. Kelly.
Hey, how are you?
Good, Kelly. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Actually, I'm going in for open house. I'm a teacher, and so I just happened to get on. And I love your show.
Thank you.
I'm a collegiate athlete from the 80s.
Oh, no.
And so...
What do you have to say? What is the deal?
What
I don't want the parent to feel. What do you want? What do you want,
Kelly?
Kelly's giving you a resume, and you're picking on a resume.
I just saw what the comments. Kelly, what do you want? You want to shame me? Go.
No, I picked up on a conversation about pets, and you said you can't steal a dog.
Yeah.
I stole my dog. I left a guy a note. I said, you don't know how to take care of your dog, so I'm taking it. I had him for 13 years. His name was Stolen. He was a
best friend. His name was Stolen?
Perfect, right?
See, here's the thing. Okay, thank you, Kelly. No, I thought you were going to shame me. I just thought of something.
This is awful.
Lou, do you remember who was ragging on the Candyman's dog and who was being so insensitive
when
the Candyman's dog died?
Ordway.
Remember that?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You were like shaming him and mocking him for like having a funeral for his dog.
Because Ordway and Jerry Seasting on my transistor radio in my bedroom.
That's that guy.
Ordway.
Because the guy did an hour and a half memorial for his dog on the radio.
Again.
But who does that?
So insensitive.
The guy
has a dog. It's fine. It's
6 o'clock. She was fine sitting with my son. We had dinner. We come out, and she had passed away, I guess, in her sleep in the living room. So
now
I had to text the guys here, and because I had to deal with her. I couldn't leave her in the living room, and it's too late at night to really do something with her. So I had to find a temporary solution.
And you're mocking this. No, he's listening.
Now
he's
we're all laughing at him.
He was burying his dog, digging a hole, listening to us mock. Well, actually, listening to you mock him burying his dog.
Okay, his dog heard his show and decided to take his own life.
What you do
when you lose your dog, you might say something on the air and tell the audience, you know, I'm having a rough day. I lost my dog today. My dog died.
Monologue.
And then to get it here.
He's telling me on
Facebook.
He said Paul was a jerk during this whole thing, too.
What's that?
Paul was a jerk.
Look, the dog barking in the background.
Yeah, like the dog whimpering and dying.
Until it started trending. I wasn't ready for it. And I figured I would just let you guys know, and that's it. And we're going to move on. Yeah. We're going to try not to talk.
20 minutes
because
later.
Why would we want to talk about something so sad when we got something so optimistic to talk about, like David Price, after all? I wasn't sure.
It all works to Price.
Because
Oh. I can't believe it though. Fourier goes on the air and he throws out the line, "You should steal David Price's dog." We have a woman who calls up who actually stole a dog.
And the dog's name was stolen.
Stolen. Unbelievable.
And Glenn isn't stepping in and correcting you.
Right, we got one more segment, guys.
Bill is in Stoughton. Hey, Bill.
Hey, Dale. How are you?
Very well, thanks. What's up?
Hey, I had a question for you.
Yes.
I want you to let me know if I have a right to be upset. Back in September, I bought four Bruins tickets
yep.
for my children for a birthday present. I work on Saturdays, and they just change it. They don't care about the consumer for TV ratings. Now, I work on Saturdays till 5 o'clock. I called the Boston Bruins office. Mm. They didn't give me any answers. Nothing we can do. That's how it is. They can't let me turn them in for another game. My kids will be heartbroken if I can't get someone to come into work early for me. Huh. What do you say to a guy like myself?
I understand your frustration. In my opinion, what the Bruins, what the Bruins should have done is offer you an exchange.
Correct.
We'll allow you to exchange those tickets for, you know, this game or that game.
I agree.
I don't know why they didn't. I don't know who you spoke to. I do think.
There you go. Yeah. Dale Arnold rips right. the Bruins.
Oh,
he thought he was a homer. He ripped the Bruins.
I thought Dale was going to say, like, you know what? Don't worry about it. I'll take care of you. I know people. Like, I mean, Dale's hooked up. Dale is dialed in.
Dr. Dale?
Doctor? No, he's not. There's only one doctor here.
Yeah, the doctor.
There's only one doctor.
He got screwed. That guy got screwed. Yeah. They should be able to turn him in.
Exchange
Give me another game. Give me a game I can go to.
Maybe they limit the number of the games he can go to, you know.
Just exchange the tickets. Right. All upset.
They should be pissed. Daddy can't go.
Have you got the research done on the quarterback situation? Those young quarterbacks.
Tomorrow. I'm going to have that for you tomorrow at around 4:30. When's Michael Lombardi on tomorrow?
4:30.
4:30. I'll have it.
What was the deal?
I bet you most of those young quarterbacks sucked.
Yeah. What was it? The last? Yeah. What did they say? The last 10 quarterbacks did what? What was the line?
Something about did 8, 9, 10. I have no idea what you're talking about. What are you talking about?
The quarterback thing. Oh, the
rookie
crush.
Less than eight wins or something like that. Yeah.
Okay, ready for this? Less than 8 starts. Steve Young apparently threw this out on ESPN.
Oh, here we go.
Quarterbacks under 25 coming into Foxborough. Under the age of 25 coming into Foxborough. What do you think the record is?
I think there's one win in there.
I would say this: quarterbacks coming in under the age of 40 at Foxborough, not pretty good.
Excellent point.
It's a good point.
You know what? That's why you're a doctor.
They go 7-1, 8-0 every year.
It is a good
Foxborough.
Point.
So he's under the age of 40.
Quarterbacks under the age of 25.
What are we doing?
You know, just 35.
0-23.
Yeah,
Patrick Mahomes. 23 years of age.
Do you think it has more to do with the fact they're playing at Gillette Stadium or the fact they
the Patriots are good and everybody else sucks?
Yeah.
I think that's what
we're doing.
Is. Okay. Give you the Jerry Thornton answer.
Okay. Tomorrow, I want you to give me 35 and under.
35 and under.
35 and under. Okay. See what that number
is. Right. There you go. Lombardi's with us tomorrow. What else are we doing? Do we know what else we're doing?
We're going to
have the best radio show ever.
There you go. And
more Dr. Lucy.
The doctor. We'll be in the town.
In the town. And then we have a bunch of the baseball players we'll be talking tomorrow as well. This final segment has been brought to you by Cars for Kids. Easy way to donate your car. Donate today. The car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com, 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. It's too bad they don't do that with animals. You know, you donate it today and it can be picked up tomorrow.
Don't steal people's pets.
It's time for us to get the hell out of here. Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye.
Dr. Lou, the doctor will see you now.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.